Welcome to Bookish Podcast with Kath and Al, a podcast about books-ish. A quick disclaimer before we start, there may be some spoilers, so please save the episode for later if you don't want any. And also, please follow us on social at We Are Bookish Pod. We hope you enjoy.
Bonjour.
Hello. I actually can see you so much better. I always struggle to see you. Maybe it's because my computer is doing all the heavy lifting when I record, which is terrible because that's shit for my Wi-Fi. Oh, no, I lied. It's starting to play up. Okay, well.
Oh, well. You had 3 seconds of fun. Do you have your headphones on?
I do. I'm listening to you via the headphones. The audio is Bluetoothed.
Excellent.
And I've got this on. So I think you can hear me.
Excellent.
We always have
news.
To check these things now, don't we?
After that fateful day.
Although, I was listening to one of my favourite, like, nerdy comic book breakdown-y channels, and there was feedback in their audio in one of their videos the other day. So it even happens to the best of them.
Yeah. If it can happen to us, it can happen to anyone, Ellie. Just before we start, though, I need to apologise for my voice because I have a cold. So if I'm a bit nasal... then I can only apologize, but it's not COVID, guys. I've got a COVID test and it's not COVID, so it's just a cold. It's just because I've been socializing outdoors and I've been freezing
fresh air.
I'm freezing my tits off.
I've been getting fresh air, and so yeah,
caught a chill, as they say. I think that's a myth though, isn't it, that you can catch a cold from actually being cold. I think people just say that.
Is it? I don't know, because I feel like I have caught a chill because I've been cold.
I think if you're like slightly ill already and then you are cold, then it's like bad. I don't know. Anyway, we move.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm all good apart from the old sniffle.
Got the sniffles.
Oh, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. It's Saturday. The sun is shining.
It's a nice day, isn't it?
It is a nice day. I don't really have much to say. I'll be heading out later, which will be fun.
I'll be hitting the town.
I actually don't really know what we're doing, but I have to come in something sparkly. So
oh
I have
God.
The address.
That sounds really fun.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm going to take all afternoon to prune myself and make myself look nice.
Prune yourself. Pluck your chin hair.
Yeah.
And
shave my eyebrow. Not shave my eyebrows. Fucking hell.
Shave my eyebrows. Imagine.
Oh, you know, like, just groom. Like, really take the time to groom myself before heading out. I'm excited for that.
Excellent.
All of that time that goes into looking good, which, you know, I feel like that time is going to have doubled now, you know, when you get it down to an art, like quick makeup, quick hair, and then you don't go out for a year, and now we let back into the world, all of that time would have multiplied.
I am quite fast at getting ready, so I don't really have this problem. That's because I'm a terrible girl and I don't know how to do my makeup.
My friend always gets really annoyed with me. So she's like my good travel girl, like my travel buddy. And I'll always say, we're like sisters, as in we love each other. We can have so much fun together, but we also do like argue, we fight. And it's normally because I take too long to get ready. Well, she's so quick. And when we went on holiday, when we went to the States a few years ago, my other friend came with me, and I warned her. I was just like, just to let you know, me and Amali, we're really good friends. We love each other to bits. She's my girl, but we will have an argument on this holiday, and it'll be over something really silly, and it'll be dead and dusted as quickly as it started. And it'll normally be because we took too long. I take too long, and my other friend takes too long. So at least I wouldn't be the only one in the camp that got shouted at.
I'd just read my book. I'd be like, right, guys, why are you doing your makeup? I'm going to go read my book. Or I'd be like, can you do my makeup for me, please? Because I just don't know how to do it.
Exactly. So look, look, if you're going to go on holiday with me, you know you're going to have a good time, but you might just be waiting on me a little bit, all right? I do start early.
Elle, though, talking of makeup, I've got that sleek makeup for you. I'll bring it on Tuesday.
Sick, thank you. Makeup! Makeup!
Anyway, I feel like we're getting into something that, like...
Yeah. I'm super excited to get that. But yeah, why are we here, Kath? What are we doing today?
We're here to talk about the one and only. The One.
The One. The book
which is
by
a book,
John Mars.
And it is, and also a series on Netflix now. Because who doesn't love a book that's been adapted into a series? We certainly do.
They're running out of ideas. They're stealing books. No, it's good. It's nice to see when things are adapted. And I feel like it's apt for these times.
Yeah.
To be talking about The One, because it's about a dating app, essentially, or online dating. And this past year with the pandemic, we have seen like a surge in activity for the dating apps because people have been using them so much more. I know that we did safely, can I just say?
We did.
Use dating
tick.
App.
COVID secure. Tick.
COVID secure, yes. You will find. Will you find
we
that?
We love a socially distanced date. Actually, we do not love a socially distanced date, but we move.
We don't have to social. Do we have to socially distance? I've not been on any apps recently to see what the protocol is now for dating.
Well, I think
now
you're not allowed. You're still meant to only mix outside, right?
Yeah.
So you'd have to go and sit in a pub and freeze to death for the date. So they better be worth it because, yeah.
I hope. Well, the weather's getting nicer now, so hopefully it's not too much freezing your tits off.
True. I remember when they released the roadmap, and my dad was like, "Who wants to have a picnic in April?"
Hey, but last April was really hot.
Yeah, it was. It like, was.
The one and time like, the weather was good in England, and we were shut in the house.
Yeah, I was living in a one bedroom flat without a garden. It was really great. It was a really good time for me.
fun.
No, but yeah, people have been using dating apps more.
So in the pandemic, so just spitting some facts here just to see just how much the activity has surged. So OkCupid saw a 700% increase in dates between March and May alone. And I don't know what market or country this is like based on. While Bumble saw a 70% increase in video calls. And then Bumble also reported, and I think the stat comes from like the States, that one in three daters put a bigger emphasis on finding a partner during this time, during the last 12 months, and engagements went up by 40%. Can you imagine?
What? As in people getting engaged to get married?
Yeah.
Oh my God, no. Really?
Did you not find that? I found that a lot of people got engaged during the pandemic.
At least a lot of people got engaged and a lot of people broke up.
It's the making and breaking of people. We also know that the founder of Bumble, Whitney Wolf Heard, became one of the youngest female billionaires in the world.
Which is sick.
Yeah, exactly. Because that was after like Bumble went public on the stock exchange. But she was also one of the first. So she created Bumble as a ladies' first dating app because of the things that had happened while she was at Tinder. And she was very much there in the early stages of the app. I'm not entirely sure what the story is behind that. I know it's not great, but it led her to really changing the game. So we thought we'd have a look at the different kinds of dating apps. I promise we're going to get there with the book, but don't you feel like we've definitely gone on like a evolution, I guess, of dating apps? We started really simple with Tinder, which was like your classic swipe left, swipe right.
Tinder used to be good as well. Like it didn't used to be seedy. Like I remember using Tinder when I was at uni and it was like not like, it was not gross. Like, as in, it was a little bit gross, but not like it is now.
No, it's nothing like it is now. I don't use Tinder. Tinder is like...
No, neither.
I do not enjoy... I don't enjoy apps, these dating apps at all, really. But Tinder, no. Bumble no. is, like we said, yeah, left. to Tinder. No, yeah, left to Tinder.
Yeah, swipe left from Tinder.
Swipe left. Swipe right if you like him. You swipe left if you don't. And sorry, Tinder, but you're lefty. You're lefty. Bumble is your women makes the first move app, which of all of them I like the most.
Yeah. I mean, but, yeah. I think I had more success on Bumble than I did on Hinge because I think everyone on Hinge is trying to be cool. But maybe that's just because I'm not cool enough for Hinge.
No, I don't like Hinge either. Isn't that the one where it's supposed to be deleted. You're supposed to find your match and then you delete
That's their marketing thing, isn't it? Like the app bullshit. That's meant to be deleted or something.
Yeah.
I kind of prefer the setup of where you can like people's pictures and answers and stuff, but I just never had any success on it. I never went on a date from Hinge, ever. Not my whole life.
No.
Anyway, carry on.
Then we have... Oh, it just made me feel sad for you that I've never been on a date from someone from
Hinge. Oh, no, it's okay. I've had a little bit of success in another way.
You're thriving. Just know that Kath is thriving and it wasn't down to dating app, so...
It was not. We'll tell that story another day. It's not... I'm not ready to release it into the podcast.
But she is thriving. Then we have Happn. That's when you cross paths with your like one true love. And Kath, you said you knew someone who just thought it was really weird.
Yeah, apparently, because I've never used it, but you know there's that advert and it's like they walk past each other and then they get a notification and they're like like, apparently it's just absolutely nothing like that at all. And it's just, like, anyone that could have been slightly close to you anywhere. And it's just, yeah, I don't know.
What, do you set the radius for that? Do you know?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I think it kind of died a bit. Like, I don't know anyone that uses it.
Because we're not going out anywhere. I mean, is that how many times did I cross the same person in Morrison?
It probably was going to die in COVID if it wasn't going to die before.
Then we have Grindr, and that's catered for the LGBT plus community. And then there's one called Raya, which is an exclusive celeb dating app. So I found this when I was like researching stuff for this episode. And there was an article on the Mirror Online where this woman spilled like the tea on like what this app was about. So basically it's an exclusive celeb dating app, and there's a waiting list and a vetting process if you're an average Joe or Jane, right? So if you're old Tom, Dick and Harry down the road, you've got to go through a whole process before they say, yeah, okay, maybe you. App apparently has the likes of Harry Styles, Emilia Clarke as users. And this woman, when she was spilling the tea, was basically just like, you know, comedians are not funny. They are the worst kind of date. Don't do it. Sportsmen are like the best in bed. Right. And actors are really vain. Are we surprised by any of these relevant revelations?
No, we're not. I tell you what, though, I guess it makes sense that they need to have their own dating app. Like, imagine if you just swipe right on, like, David Beckham or something. Do you know what I mean? Actually, oh, my God. When I was using Bumble, like, back in the summer, or, like, whenever it was, I can't remember. You know the guy from Derry Girls? Have you seen Derry Girls?
I haven't, no, sorry.
Okay.
Well, but you can tell me.
And I swiped right for him, but he didn't match with me, and I was really sad.
Oh.
He's well cute, and he didn't match with me. And he was verified as well, you know, like, because I was like, oh, someone's obviously just using his pictures, aren't they? But no, he was verified.
So. It was him. I saw the guy who played Stacey Slater's brother. He was on there, on Bumble. Yeah, he was on it.
It's like D-listers are on Bumble, but any above, they have to go on this, what's it called? Raya.
Raya. Or, you know, you could get lucky, like the girl that's going out with Zac Efron, and you could just meet him in a coffee shop in in Byron Bay. My God.
Wow. You got there in the end.
She was working in a coffee shop in Byron Bay, and he was filming something out there. And I guess he was a frequent visitor. And Byron Bay is like small. And yeah, how lucky is that to just be like serving him coffee and building like a relationship? You know how important it is to have a relationship with your coffee person.
Oh, it is literally my life. Building a relationship with the person that sells me coffee is like important to me. I'm not gonna lie to you. I miss my old coffee guy in Tooting. I really miss him. I used to live in Tooting, guys. And there's actually, if anyone's listening to this and they live nearby, Communion Coffee in Tooting is literally the best coffee in London. You heard it here first. And I don't live there anymore, and I'm really sad. So go and support him.
Go. I think he's called Nick. Business.
I think he might be called Nick. I'm not entirely sure, but we were friends. And then and then I moved. So
I don't go there no more, but if you want good coffee
in South London,
well, I've got a, yeah, if you want good coffee in North London and you live in the borough of Waltham Forest, there is a place called Perky Blenders, which I'm a big fan of.
It is good.
It is good coffee, and they do a coffee of the month. So you bought me that subscription for my birthday.
I did. And then I'm an excellent
friend. Yes, you are. And now I'm like fully hooked. And I bought that subscription for my friend for her birthday. Anyway, I digress. Where's he going with this? Yes, he got his coffee and then she managed to convert him into a whole boyfriend. So how about that?
Convert him into a whole boyfriend as opposed to like a stranger. He's been converted.
He's trending on Twitter, actually. Have you seen that?
No.
Because of, he put out some video on Earth Day and people are critiquing his look. Or
Seen the series that he did on Netflix about the Earth, though?
No, I haven't.
No, was it on Netflix? No, maybe it wasn't on, it might have been on like Disney or something. I can't remember, but it was really terrible. Anyway.
Is this when he goes, oh, doesn't matter. And then finally, and there's obviously more, but I wanted to end on this one before we get into Match Your DNA and the one. There's this new dating app that's due to come out in May called Thursday. And the whole premise behind it is that it's only live on Thursdays, 00:01 a.m. on a Thursday until 23:59. You can use this app. The whole point is it's supposed to be spontaneous. You match someone, you're supposed to go out, you're supposed to kick it, like, you know, swap details, have a good time if you like them. And then when it goes into the next day, that's it. The whole conversation is gone. Everything is gone about you meeting that person. I'm here for it. I don't like dating apps, but I'm totally here for this idea. I think it's a great concept.
Yeah, I mean, so when Ellie takes next Thursday off, guys, that's why. I mean, off work. I'll just let the team know, shall I? I'll be like, Ellie's on, what's it called, Thursday today, so she won't be here.
It's wild. Like, yeah, could you imagine? I'm having a half day, Greg. Sorry.
Yes, sorry.
I've got to go meet my match.
I've got to go meet my match, yeah. I've only got the next 12 hours to do so, so I'm off. Yeah. See you later.
Would you use it? If you weren't, like, entangled.
Entangled.
I don't know what to call it. What do they call it? Conscious, not a conscious uncoupling. An entanglement? No, you're in a good space, so it doesn't. But would you use it if you weren't in a good, well,
if I
dating?
Wasn't, yeah. Yeah, definitely. If I wasn't,
it's a good idea.
Yeah. Because I think it's quite cool. It's just a bit, what's the word? What is the word? Oh my God, what's the word? I can't. It's gone. Novelty.
Oh.
It's a novelty. Thank you. Brain, you got there in the end.
It's a novelty.
Yeah. So anyway, the dating app in the book and the series, The One, matches your DNA. So basically, you send in your DNA, like a hair or something, and then they match you with that. So the premise is like you have one match, one true love through your DNA, mm-hmm. and like people get matched, and they had like, I think they had like millions of matches or something, and basically like, yeah, so basically the concept is like you have one person that your DNA says you're meant to be with, mm-hmm. like a soulmate through your DNA.
And when you meet this person, it's supposed to be like that there's supposed to be this like really sort of this connection or this bond or this feeling, like that's supposed to be so powerful that you've never felt before. like this magnetism, like that. I think that's how they describe it. It's like, oh, did you feel that? Did you yeah. feel us connect? Like, I think that's how
very Black Mirror.
Yes,
very Black Mirror.
So, I think we were really struggling to break this down because we're going to talk about the book and the film, the book and the film, the book and the series together, but we're doing it by, I guess, pairings or cut.
Yeah, so people. I guess to caveat it, like the series is so different from the book. Like it's the same premise and like there are similarities, but like they don't, it doesn't follow the book at all.
No.
So like I would recommend reading the book and watching the series like as like almost separate things, but we yeah. have tried to pair them, so bear with us.
Yeah. So we've got three pairings. The first one we've put as the love triangle, and that's when you realize that your match isn't the one and these pairings are all in the family. These love triangles happen all in the family. So
it's weird.
So in the series, this happens with the characters Kate, Sebastian and Sophia, and in the book this happens with Jake, Mark and Kevin. Now we're going to talk about Jade, Mark and Kevin. Hell is Jake. So it happens with Kate, Sebastian and Sophia, and in the book Jade, Mark and Kevin, and there's two Marks that we're going to talk about. They're not the same people, but the second Mark we'll talk about in the second part of this two-part episode. So I guess, should we kick off with Kate, Sebastian and Sophia?
Yeah,
they are a TV couple.
Our TV triplet.
Yeah.
So Kate is a police officer investigating the death of Ben. We won't get into that right now, but basically it's all a bit messed up. And Ben is the friend of Rebecca who dies. Rebecca owns the app. Rebecca is Ellie in the book. You following, guys? I hope you're following.
Oh, it's going to get really complicated explaining all these people, but yeah.
Bear with us, you know. So she, Kate is bi and she matches Sophia, and she's like I think she's a bit shocked that her match is actually a woman, isn't she? But she's excited about it, and they do like FaceTimes and like whatever because she's from Spain.
Yes, she is Spanish.
And then she doesn't turn up to the date when they're meant to meet for the first time, and turns out she got hit by a car and she's in a coma. So it was very, very dramatic.
A lot of people in comas in this book, to be honest.
So that happens, and then Sophia wakes up and they have this connection, and it's all happy days, right? Mm-hmm. But while Sophia is in the hospital, Kate has this weird connection with Sophia's brother, Sebastian. And they actually end up kissing, don't they? They have like that moment that you're meant to have with the one.
Yeah.
And so it's all like, but then Kate's really confused because her match is Sophia and like Sebastian's going to get married. And it's all very complicated. And then towards the end of the series, Kate asks one of the DNA people, like, can you be matched to more than one person? He's like, no. But turns out, if the siblings have really similar DNA, you actually can. So Kate actually has two matches, Sebastian and Sophia. But we were trying to work out if...
Yeah.
I was going to say, we were trying to work out if they were twins or not, right? But actually, that doesn't really matter because boy and girl twins, they wouldn't... Their DNA is just like siblings. Like, I have a twin. So we were talking, because then I was like, what happens with twins, like identical twins?
Well, yeah, we were trying to find the science behind this, right? Because it's like, what if you can't, if a sibling's DNA is similar, or what was it like in this sense, in the terms of the TV series, then what is that? Like scientifically, what does that mean? Like, what is the science? And then I think it was just like, it can only be up to 50%, is it around 50%?
Yeah, we googled it. We were like, what is your DNA matched to your siblings, and it's about 50%, like on average, because you get like 50% from your mum, 50% from your dad, and then, but then it's random. So like they, I think the well, I mean, this was a quick Google search, so I don't know. If anyone knows stuff about DNA, please share. We were like, do we know anyone that knows about DNA? No, we don't. No. We need more science friends. Our friends are too creative, damn it.
But then, yeah, like you said, Kath, then we were like, but twins.
Yeah.
What happens there?
What happens? Because identical twins literally have the same DNA. They are literally the same person split in two.
They would have the same match.
Yeah.
Then what do you do?
Exactly.
I wondered whether, I mean, it absolutely sent both of us, didn't it? We were like, whoa.
We talked about it for like maybe an hour.
Yeah, because I was talking about T and Tamara. So I find twins fascinating. That's a weird statement. But I was talking about T and Tamara. They're my favourite set of like famous celebrity actor twins, right? Next to Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen, who are not identical twins. Can I just say they're fraternal?
Who knew?
Who knew? Someone obsessed with Mary Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Ellie knew.
Me and my good friend Mia, who also was a big fan of them.
I thought you were going to say me and my good friend Mary Kate. Anyway, carry on.
So I digress, but T and Tamara Mowry are identical twins. They did it on their reality TV show some years back. And because they have the same DNA, their children obviously also have half of their DNA. And even though they're cousins, genetically, and I might be wrong, someone can always correct me, they are like brothers and sisters because they have the same, they have half of the same DNA. How insane is that? Isn't that really cool? And then I was going down a wormhole.
No, genetically, like, they must be like half brothers and sisters.
Well, yeah, half brothers and sisters, yeah. They're like, they're genetically like siblings.
That's really cool.
Isn't it? And then I thought, and then I went down a rabbit hole, like, okay, what if then they've met a set of twins that were identical?
Yeah, legit though. Literally, twins dating twins, just like, please, I really want that to happen. Do you know what? Sometimes, like, since we're talking about dating apps, I'd be like, if I was trying to like mess with the guy, I'd be like, yeah, I'm a twin. And they'd be like, they'd get really excited. And I'd be like, no, he's a boy. Sorry.
But then don't you always say, oh, so are you identical? They ask you.
Yeah, literally. I cannot even tell you how many times people have said to me when I'm like, I've got a twin brother. So I'd be like, oh, I've got a twin brother. And they'd be like, oh, so are you identical? I'm like, no, I have a twin brother, not a sister. And they're like, yeah, but are you identical? And I'm like, listen to what you're saying and rethink. No.
We are not.
He's a boy and I'm a girl.
That's not how science works.
Our organs are slightly different.
But the twin thing absolutely sent us. And again, you'd have the same match. So what happens then? Because there is this like question about nature and nurture, right? In the book. If you're matched with a twin, say, then is it you've got the basics there, like genetically and scientifically, but then does the rest of the information, is it that filled in by your environment?
But your genetics don't change, right? So you could say that about any match. Your genetics are your genetic, like your DNA is your DNA. Like, so like, that's why this whole concept is a bit stupid, because like, yeah, but.
Yeah. I mean, I guess the environment in that, your environment, the things around you then would inform the rest of that relationship, just because like you said, it's just genetic, just because you're matched genetically or the science behind it, the scientifically, doesn't mean that you're guaranteed longevity in this relationship. There's going to be other contributing factors and environmental factors that happen around you that can steer the course of your relationship. That's just, I feel like, one part of you being in a relationship with your match.
Yeah, and like just in life in general, like your DNA only makes up like, you, I don't know, like obviously there's loads of science arguments about this, but like your experiences shape you. Like obviously you have certain things that are like you from like your DNA or whatever, But like your life experiences make you the person you are. Yeah. So like, yeah, I guess it'll like.
I was gonna say it'd be interesting to look to come back to this part of the conversation again when we talk about Christopher, because he is a psychopath and he's very like, I am a psychopath, I know this, and it's nothing to do with like my environment around me, because I came from good stock, I was treated well, but we'll get to that, because I think it'll be good to revisit good this part of the conversation again. Yeah, Denise, like, oh, my childhood was fine, there's nothing that happened to me, there's no reason for it, I'm just born this way, is sort of what...
Interesting. So there's another triangle as well.
Yes, Jade, Mark and Kevin. So the other love triangle in this series from the book is Jade, Mark and Kevin. So Bookmark and Kevin are brothers. Jade is the connection between them two. So Jade is from like the Newcastle Tyneside area. She's estranged from her family. She meets her match and her friends encourage her to go and see him. So the barrier that she has with her match is that her match is all the way in Australia. So I mean, that's a nice problem to have. I'd love to go back to Australia and just be there. I think that'd be quite nice. My match is in Australia. Oh, fuck it. I'll have to go there. What a problem.
Maybe when you download Thursday on your day off, you'll meet someone who's about to go back to Australia. You'll meet them on the Thursday, and then on the Friday, you'll go back to Australia and you'll be like, see you later, guys.
Sayonara, bitches.
I'm out of here. I'm like, Ellie, come back.
I'm never coming back.
Actually, imagine like, trying to record the podcast if you're in Australia. It would be like 6 a.m. for me or something.
There is. When the clocks go, is it go forward or back? There's a period of time where it works out really well. So I used to call my mum and it would be a decent time for her in the day. Doesn't matter. I digress. Anyway, so after much like encouragement from her friends,
Jade, I guess it's not that much of a digress because they have to chat.
She does, yeah. So she meets Kevin and she builds like a really good bond with him, right? She's just like, yeah, he's the one. I just don't know what to do about it. And her friends go, you go on, get yourself on a plane. Forget about everything else. Just get yourself over there and figure it out. But when she comes to meet him, she finds out that Kevin has cancer and he is terminal. At first she like freaks out, doesn't she, because she's just like, oh my god. It's not him that answers the door, it's Mark. She's like, where is he? She thinks he's got a wife or something like that, and then they're like, no, it's not the case, he's actually really quite ill. But she builds a bond with him and it's really nice to see the friendship that they make, but she realizes that she's not in love with him.
Yeah, and she's a bit confused, isn't she? She's like, oh, I thought you were meant to feel all these feels, and like, why do I not feel like this? Blah, 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 blah.
Because she felt it for Mark. She felt it for Bookmark.
Bookmark, our little Bookmark. But bless his heart. Yeah. So the reason is because she was actually his match. Kevin didn't get matched, but Mark wanted Kevin to have that connection with someone before he died.
Which was really, it's just really selfless. I think both of them do really selfless things. They both realise that these are Kevin's final days and they just want to make him happy. And so she marries him. I don't know necessarily that was the right thing to do. I'm still... But
focus on the romantic side of it.
That it was... He got to see out the rest of his, like, final days as a happy man, but then obviously that causes barriers for them, because then it's like, we can't be together because you've married my now dead brother, and
yeah, so I think
gonna take this.
Yeah, I think she comes out of Mark's room or something, and the mum's like, what the fuck?
Oh, yeah. And then that's when she finds out that Bookmark is her match. That because basically he ignores her in the time that she's there with them. The idea was that she was going to be with Kevin until his final days, and then they had the funeral and stuff, and then she was going to go up the East Coast and then go back home. But in the time that she's there, Bookmark ignores her. She feels this strange thing happening where she knows that she's got the fuzzies for him, but he ignores her and she can't work out why. And then they find out that they're meant to be together, but they've got this whole thing with Kevin, and it's
really nice, actually. It has like a nice ending, and like it's really tragic, like it is really tragic, but also like they were so good to him, he was happy, and then they tried not to act on it, but then now they're actually happy.
They end up together, don't they? Like he goes on her trip with her up the East Coast, which I thought was quite nice. So in my head I'm like, they end up together.
True love, Ellie.
True love. But it's funny, like these family dynamics. So we know the ending of Jade, Bookmark and Kevin. We don't necessarily know what happens with Kate, Sebastian, Sophia, because that's left on a cliffhanger.
Because the series is set up as if there's going to be a second series, which is really annoying, actually. I wanted to know what was going to happen.
What did you make of these two sets of couples when you read and watched them in the book?
I found Kate, Sophia and Sebastian really irritating. Mm. Like, I just found Kate irritating. And, like, I was annoyed that she kissed him as well, because I was like, Sophia is, like, literally in a coma. But then I kind of liked in a way that she was matched to both of them in some respects.
Because I think it makes her... I mean, she's the police officer in this scenario, right? And so she is, you know, supposed to be, like, morally good. But I think it shows that she can also... she can also have, not flaws, but she's also susceptible to flaws or to weakness. To, like, she's not, like, wholly... Not wholly good, because I don't.
Well, she's still human, right?
Yeah, she's still. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm looking for. She's still human. She still can make mistakes. She can still make wrong decisions.
And if the one thing makes you do these weird things anyway, then is it really her fault? Like, if she had those feelings to him, like, I don't know.
Yeah, but in the same way you said, like, Kate kisses Sebastian, and that's wrong. I mean, Jade also. Do Jade and Mark kiss each other? Before or after Kevin dies, they still act in a way that's probably not socially acceptable. They're still human. They still
Isn't it quite play. Soon after?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. But I don't know. I do feel like I quite like that story, that they were just... She was so nice to Kevin, and she obviously had a connection to Kevin. It's not that she didn't have a connection to him. It's not that she didn't like him. She just didn't have, like, the... explosion firework vibe that she was expecting, but she didn't, like, just sack it off straight away. She'd built a connection with him, she'd been speaking to him for months, and then, like,
well, it's exactly what dating is, isn't it? It's like when you meet someone and you build that rapport. Sometimes it's like when you meet someone on a dating app and you build a rapport through speak, but when you meet them, it's not quite it. When you actually meet them, it's not quite the same.
And I think actually also in terms of, like, in real life, when you build a relationship, you don't necessarily immediately, like, I'm in love with this person. Like, you build on that and you slowly fall in love. Like, you're not immediately like, I fancy you, marry me. Do you know what I mean, though? Like, that's not how life works. So, like, I kind of like that they built the relationship over message, and then she was like, okay, well, I don't have this firework feeling, but, you know, he is ill, so maybe that's why. And then,
I think it proves, it goes to show that this match your DNA thing can work, or does work, in the sense that Bookmark and Jade were each other's match, and it was undeniable, and that attraction was there, and they both wanted to act on it, as opposed to she thought that Kevin was her match, and then she met him and she realised he wasn't, and that wasn't built off their own free will. I think it shows that match or DNA can work in a roundabout way.
In this fictional world.
In this fictional world, in a roundabout way. Whereas Kate, Sebastian, Sophia, I guess we won't find out until series two drops. I don't know how they're going to make surely there can't be a series after that. Like, they can't stretch these plot lines out.
No, there will be. Watch. No, but you know what Netflix do? They see how popular the series is before they renew it.
True. So, we haven't had any news on that, on this one yet.
I haven't seen anything. Because you know Ginny and Georgia, right? Yeah. So, loosely, my mum's friend's son is, like, engaged to one of the actors.
Oh, who?
I think it's the girl that plays Georgia. But basically, my mum's friend was like, can you watch the whole first episode? Because that's how they decide whether they're going to renew the series or not.
On the first episode?
Yeah, if you watch the whole episode all the way through. Apparently, that's how Netflix decide how popular it is and if they're going to renew it or not.
Oh.
Apparently. I don't know. So we all watched it, but actually, I quite liked it. Anyway,
I mean, yeah, so it's not,
Netflix will decide after they know how popular it is.
Oh, no, it got its season two.
No, I know Ginny and Georgia did. Oh, but I mean, the one.
Yeah. I liked Ginny and Georgia. I mean, it's not. It goes from being super serious to super cringe.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
But it's very fine. Watchable. It's like fine. Emily in Paris, right? It ticks a lot of boxes. It's an easy watch.
I wouldn't put it next to that, but yeah.
If you're ever feeling imposter syndrome, remember Emily in Paris got nominated for an Emmy or whatever it was.
Anyway. So yeah, I mean, that is the weird triangles we've got in the series, in the book.
But look at the time. So we're gonna pause. We're gonna pause this episode right here. This is your first one. We hope that you enjoyed.
This will be episode 7.
Episode 7. Yeah. Episode 7. Yeah, we broke this up because we were just like, there's a lot to talk here, and we're gonna lose people in it all because there's just so many like things. Yeah. Okay.
But maybe if you've listened to this episode and you're liking it, I would recommend reading the book or watching the series before the next episode if you haven't already.
Yeah, and apologies for the spoilers. Well, I mean, we do tell you.
We told you there's no such thing as a spoiler at book club. If you come to book club, you've got to be prepared. Prepared for the spoilers. So.
There's so much more to it as well. So much more that we didn't say. There's so much... It's so much more intricate than that, but it is.
Maybe let us know what your favorite dating app is, though. We'd be interested. Which dating app did you least get ghosted on? We've come full circle. Our first episode was about ghosting on dating apps. We got very angry about ghosting.
Yeah, how do you feel about dating apps in general, and how do you feel about this concept at the moment, at where we are pausing halfway through?
I think, the concept, I think, is, like, kind of cool, but, like, also a bit scary and a bit far-fetched. Like, it is just a bit far-fetched, to be honest. But I do like a little dystopian bit of literature. So, like, I feel like, you know, it's not that far-fetched, is it? Considering, like, how much dating apps are used and stuff and how much people want to find the one.
Yeah, I feel like this could eventually happen. I haven't actually told you, Kath, about my theory about zombie apocalypses. I think that could happen. Like, I'm super paranoid about it, so I don't watch zombie movies. We've lived through a Black Mirror episode. I feel like that's what 2020 was.
And we're still living in it, pal.
We're living in it. And I just feel like maybe not in my lifetime, but these things could happen. I don't think that we would be far away from having something similar to this years down the line.
Yeah.
Agreed. But generally speaking, I do not like dating apps. Maybe Thursday if I give that a go, but I can't do it anymore. We're allowed out, so I'm gonna go meet a guy in nature.
In nature?
I'm gonna go out in nature and meet a man.
Maybe I should briefly tell everyone how I met my new guy, because it's a good story. I met him in nature. No, basically tier two happened, or whatever tier it was, so I couldn't go to a party because London got put in some ridiculous restriction, and as in I don't mean all restrictions are ridiculous, just to clarify that, but like at the time it was really annoying because like my friends lived just outside London and they could see each other and I couldn't, and my friend set me up with a guy when I wasn't even at the party. And she told him that I had good grades at uni, and that's how she sold me to him, which is actually a lie. I didn't actually have that good grades at uni. I mean, I had okay grades, but like I don't know why she chose that as like a thing. She could have said anything about me. She could have been like, oh, like she loves like socializing, like she's like really fun, or like anything, you know, to actually sell me to him. Instead she was like, oh yeah, she's a bloody nerd, like why did she choose that? But it worked. So
go, and that was free will, guys, free will
in nature.
In nature. That was not because we'd had a horrible time on the dating apps that year.
I'd just been ghosted by someone and it was really brutal. Do you remember?
Yeah.
And it was really brutal. And that literally happened that week. So, yeah.
The universe had something else planned for you, my darling.
It did. And it's got good things planned for you.
We live and we pray and we hope.
When we get our new piercings on Tuesday.
Oh my God, yes. We're going to the office. Which is excited about, because it's the first time I would have been back, and for you as well, yeah. And we were like, we're gonna go get piercings because we were gonna do it some time ago and then chickened out.
But like, guys, stay tuned, because we always say we're gonna get piercings and we never ever ever actually do it. So like, I think we've made this plan about 10 times. Like, even when we met up in Covent Garden last year and we were like, we're gonna go get piercings, and we didn't
because we got drunk and
True.
The shop closed.
Oh yeah, we're like, oh damn it,
we've got steak instead.
For God's sake. But we won't be drunk because we'll be at work, so hopefully we'll be too busy. We'll be like, oh, we don't have time. No.
Once we stop recording this particular episode, we're gonna go book them. Yeah, we'll have a toilet break book. And then we'll jump on and do the next part. Okay guys, you've got so much to look forward to.
We'll take a picture together on Tuesday as well.
Yes, yeah, good idea, with our piercings.
Yeah. All right, we're gonna end this now.
We hope you enjoyed it. Let us know. Yeah, see you in the next episode. Let us know your dating app experiences, and we love you forever.
Love you. Bye.
Bye. And that's the app. If you like the episode, please leave us a lovely review, subscribe and share with your friends, and we'll love you forever. Follow us on socials at We Are Bookish Pod. Thanks for listening.